Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday, presented by Blake Street Tavern. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos.
Oh yeah, Denver, Colorado, you know what this is. Friday afternoon in our beautiful city of Denver, Colorado, our Denver Broncos, well, they're on a roll. And of course, our Denver Nuggets are on a roll. And of course, the Avs are getting it in. Man, it's going to be a special calendar year this year for Denver, Colorado. But it feels just right. The temperature of the water feels wonderful. It's because of Philip Lindsay and this offensive line and the way that they get it in. Oh, it's fantastic. Philip Lindsay needs to run the rock. And I'm telling you, the reigning AFC Offensive Player of the Week, the FedEx Ground Player of the Week, and the NFL Pepsi Rookie of the Week. Well, you can just take it away. Give him the rock.
It's Lindsay. Direct snap. Lindsay cuts and slices in for the touchdown. The Broncos have come all the way back. They take the lead in Carson.
Here's Lindsay. A wide open piece of real estate. Lindsay showing the wheels. And he will score. A 65-yard sprint. And Lindsay was just about untouched.
No huddle here. Case Keenum under center. Second goal. Handoff. As he spins, he gives to Lindsay over the center. He's got the touchdown. Pushed by his line. Dicks his way through. Carves a 2-yard touchdown pass.
Oh yeah, oh yeah! Let's go to the phone lines! Mike, you're next on the fan! What's up, Big Mike?
Yo! 58 and 55 are gonna wreak havoc this weekend! We love Bill Lindsay and Boulder, go Broncos! Love you guys!
Woo! Love you back, Mike, man! It's gonna be great! It's gonna be awesome! It's gonna be fantastic! Monica, you're next on the drive! What's up with you, Monica?
That's good.
Yo, Broncos, baby, it's gonna be off the team. Sit back and relax and watch this team go get it. There's nothing like watching a team who understands where they are, who understands their moment. And I'm telling you, things weren't cool just a month ago, but they look really good right now, Orlando. It looks really good right now.
Oh, absolutely, man. These guys got that running game going. They have that identity, man. They are too big, too strong, and they lift too much weight. This offense is rolling right now, but this defense is playing lights out. 9 takeaways in the last 3 games. Come on, baby. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. And we are about to introduce you to some young guys, some young gunners, some guys who are going to step up and make the plays in the passing game. Yes, it's your time, Cortland Sutton. Yes, it's your time, Tim Patrick. Yes, it's your time, Deshaun Hamilton. Take it away, baby. Take it away.
Vance Joseph said he can't carry excuses to New York after the emotional game against Kansas City. Hamilton with the grab. The catch and run inside the 10. And Keenum, and wide open, he's got his receiver, Tim Patrick, with his first NFL reception this year, 24-yard touchdown pass.
First and 5 of the 28, 2 receivers left, single wide to the right. They give it on an end around to Sanders. Sanders wants to throw, wide open as Cortland Sutton dives in the end zone, caught it, touchdown. Sanders almost led him too far, but the rookie from SMU, Cortland Sutton, on the dive and a fingertip grab in the end zone makes it 13-0 Broncos.
It's feeling so good. Everybody should be hyped up. We're on to the youth movement, and you gotta feel it. Troy, you're next on the fan. What's up, Troy?
Hey, guys, here we go. We had a couple injuries, but it doesn't matter. Next man up. We're going to the down the snap, man. We're getting that W. Case Keenum is playing lights out. I was going to Bronco quarterback play that well. Since sink to sink, plumber, baby. Woo!
Let's get it in, baby. I love it, man. You know what? It's not always about volume when you're talking about winning the game. At quarterback, big O.
Yeah, definitely is not. We saw the Broncos last week run the ball 32 times. Philip Lindsay is too dynamic of a player not to give him the ball. You got to find ways to continue to give him the ball. 8.7 yards a carry. Come on, baby. 8.7. Efficient in the league is only 4 yards. This guy is double that. Come on, baby.
I'm loving that, too. Bruce, you're next on the fan. What's up, Bruce? Can you feel it?
Big Al. I got one question for you.
Go ahead, baby.
What time is this?
It's game time.
What time is this?
It's game time.
What time is this?
It's game time.
Heck yeah. And we got Mr. Lindsay in the back running an average of 12 yards for this game. We're going to have some San Francisco a la carte. One good thing coming out of this for San Francisco is they're going to get a better draft pick. And Denver's going to go in there, and Case Keenum is going to be flawless, and he's going to have his best showing. And I feel bad for a 49ers fan this weekend. I pity a fool.
My man, Bruce. Appreciate the phone call.
Man, I love what Bruce just said. One good thing coming out of this is San Francisco is getting a better draft pick. I love it, Bruce.
Let's go to George. George, you're next on the fan. What's up, George?
What up, Big Al? What up, Big O? Look, I'm all the way over in Virginia, man. I'm letting y'all know we're going to win this game all the way over in San Francisco, California, whatever they had. Light a candle for me. It's 420, baby.
It's got to be 5 o'clock somewhere. Hey, man, I'll tell you what, man. A guy who's been running hot around here in Denver, man, is none other than Shelby Harris, man. He's been on fire. Derek Wolf and Adam Gossett. Yes, you guys have done it too, man. Shutting down that 49er running game is what we have to do, and you've been doing such a great job of it. So you know what? Let's get the D-line some love. Let's get the D-line real love.
Driscoll, under pressure, he is buried. Shelby Harris, it's a loss of 10.
Jets trying to convert it, knocked up in the air, free ball. Intercepted by Derek Wolf. Huge play for this Denver D. And boy, did they ever need it.
As Driscoll is sacked again. No Wolf, no problem. Shelby Harris, what a half this guy has played. His second sack. Von Miller was there for Denver as well. It's a loss of 5 on the play.
Play action. Rivers sensing pressure. Steps up and goes down. Adam Gotsis got the quarterback.
Third and goal. Over the top.
Intercepted by Shelby Harris.
It's a fire up. It's a fire up. It's a fire up, baby. 303-713-1043. You hit somebody, drop off, you stop in, baby. Come on with it, Rick. What's up with it, Rick? Nick?
What's up, nigga? What's up,
man? It's going down tonight.
Let's go, Vaughn.
And I'm
Phillip,
ready to
you're
play.
Next, man. Phillip, you're next. Come on, give it to me, Phillip.
Yo, my name's Phillip Lindsay. I'm from Colorado, Colorado. We're gonna run wild on the Let's go, back up, back up.
Yes, my name is Phillip Lindsay. I'm from Colorado. I went to Colorado. I'm
hey, Phillip Lindsay.
From Colorado.
From Colorado. Once a Colorado.
Having the time of my life. I tell you what, though, O, what I'm also fired up about, man, are the Denver Nuggets. And they're in Charlotte tonight. The number one team in the Western Conference are none other than our Denver Nuggets. And they're riding a 7-game win streak, man. The Avs are tied with the Predators for first in the Western Conference. If they skate into Tampa tomorrow to take on the NHL's, well, one of those NHL's best teams, the Lightning. So let's go Nugs. Let's go Avs. Let's keep this thing rolling. Let's keep it bouncing. Let's keep it skating.
Pass comes up top. Nemeth with a turnaround shot. Score! It might have been deflected, but Patrick Nemeth from outside the top of the circle turns and throws it to the front of the net, and the Avs have the 1-0 lead.
Burns straight away.
Yes!
Puck right into the corner for Rantanen. Let's go with the shot. He scores! Mikko Rantanen feeds it to Gabe.
Bird being pestered. Let's it fly.
Here it comes!
Whoa! Ass winning, it means it's just like, whoa. Hey, man, when the Nuggets win, it's like, whoa. And when the Bronco wins, it's like, whoa. Let's get to Stan. Stan, you're next on the fan. What's up, Stan?
Woo! It's your Bronco fan. You're up to your stand. Put your hand up. Put your hand up. I want to see Bradley Stout. Mom, you make a bullet sandwich and stop a mud hole in their manners.
I tell you what, man, it's been fantastic. It's been awesome. It's been amazing to watch Bradley Chubb. It's been fantastic. It's been awesome. It's been amazing to watch Von Miller. But you know what? It's also been very, 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 very awesome to see Case Keenum play a brand of football that we can all get behind around here in our great city. And Case Keenum, you know what? It's your time. But please, keep it clean, baby. Keep it clean. For that, I'm going to turn it over to you, Case Keenum.
Keenum, deep drop. Keenum throws. It's caught. And the clock is rolling. 10 seconds left.
They have plenty of time to spike it.
We're down to 6 seconds. And Keenum will clock it with 3 seconds. Denver will have a chance to win it.
Going up top.
Keenum has to feel that low snap. Gets the pass off in time and it's caught. What a play by Keenum. Keenum going to keep it. Go for the end zone. He gets there.
Third and goal. Keenum, middle of the field. Down at the needle. Touchdown, Broncos.
It feels so good, man. I am enjoying myself with Big O.
Man, I'm ready to play.
But I tell you what, man. Dave, man. Dave, it's your turn, man. You waited. It's your turn, Dave. Take it away, Dave.
This is about team. 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 We lost starters on the offensive line. It's about team. We've lost defenders. It's about team. We've lost receivers. It's about team. We win as a team. We're not going to lose a team. What's that I see up there? It's 7-6, baby. Team.
Team. That's right, Dave. Team. Together. Everyone accomplishes more. That's what team stands for. And that's why I'm going out to my team. We're going out to field next. What's up,
Bill? Hey, what time is it?
What
time is it?
It's game time.
We are going to have a Miller and Chubb meeting at the quarterback position 5 times tomorrow. On Sunday, we are going to beat these guys so bad that the Coach Shanahan is going to be waiting tables at his daddy's restaurant.
My main man, Bill. We got to give it to Vince, man. Vince has been holding on. Vince, go ahead, man. Give me the business, Vince.
Big Al. Big O. What time is it?
It's game time.
It's time to call 911. There's a couple of in the AFC West. The neighbors are afraid. Kids are afraid. It's a pitfall loop in the West.
And I'll tell you that. I'll tell you what. Man, you guys have been so good. Yes, it's game time. Yes, it's game time. I love game time. Game time. What time is it?
Game time.
What time is it?
Game time.
What time is it?
Game time.
All I want. Oh. All I need. All I want. Give me the thumb. Give me the victory. Give me the win. Give me the thumb. Give me the victory. Give me the win. Give me the thumb, baby.
All I do is
all I want is a victory.
No matter what,
all I want is a win.
Never
Denver Broncos country, it's our time. It's time to roll.
Woo. And they stay
it's
there.
Game time.
And they stay
let's
there.
Get the dub.
And they stay
let's
there.
Get the win. Let's get the victory. Because all I do is win, win, win.
And if you're going in, put your hands in the air.
D-Max Friday Fire Up, presented by the Colorado Professional Firefighters. It's your daily exclamation mark with Mark Schlereth, brought to you by Shomp BMW.
Okay, so for the Denver Broncos, I think there's a couple of keys. One, the defensive side of the football. One of the issues the Broncos have had over the years is covering the tight end. George Kittle is the key to their offense, whether it's motioning to the front side of a play, running the ball, motioning to the back side of the play, and all the boot keep game, the boot keep action, all the high plays from George Kittle, where he kind of lines up on the line of scrimmage, and then he crosses the football field kind of after he blocks and wide open boot keep game. George Kittle is a real key to this offensive football team. They will run the ball. They will have their attempts, but you've got to be able to cover number 85, the tight end George Kittle. If you don't do that, you're going to be in trouble because he is the most dynamic offensive player they have. And then, you know, I hate to give Mike Evans credit, but with the loss of Emmanuel Sanders, it really comes down to his Andrea True connection, you know, the whole more philosophy. It comes down to that for this offense. They have got to use Philip Lindsay. They have got to get him involved, not only in the running game, because he has just been absolutely fabulous, over 7 yards per carry in his last three games. Not only that, 8 yards per carry in the last game, getting 156 yards, but they have got to get him the ball out of the backfield. Think about this right now. Christian McCaffrey, who's having a phenomenal season, has 80 catches. So I think that the deal right now is get him more involved, get him more touches, especially in the passing game, because he's that dynamic. Only has one touchdown receiving so far this year. I'd like to see that number to at least one this game and at least 5 or 6 catches this game. You do that, and I'm telling you what, you're coming away with a victory in San Francisco where you get your cleats on the grass.
Mark Schlereth and Mike Evans, Monday morning at 6 on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan. It's a Bud Light Football Friday presented by Blake Street Tavern. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos.
Oh, yeah, we're about to get that San Francisco treat going. You know what, man? Friday afternoon. Let that breathe. Feels so good. Tell you what, big ol'.
Really sets me off.
I feel so good, man. I tell you, Friday afternoons, man, I just go back, man. I'm sorry about that, man. I just go back to game day, man.
Woo! I love Fridays, man. Absolutely love Fridays. Fridays was my nap day, man.
Oh!
You know, you get off work, you home by noon.
Oh, yes,
man. I'd be in bed by 1. I'd eat a nice meal. I get in bed by 1. Get in it. Get up around 6, you know. And just get back to the film, you know. Now you got to be locked and loaded. Everything's got to be ready to go. You got to know it like the back of your hand.
Right. Tell me about these games that feel like automatic wins that sometimes go a different way. How do you prevent that? How do you, in all the great wisdom of your NFL years, and certainly you've been on some great teams.
Yeah.
How do you avoid letdowns? Is it the quarterback? Is it the captain? Who's the guy that usually is the reminder that, hey, we came here for business?
What you do is, honestly, you don't look too far ahead. You look at the task at hand. Do not get caught up in, hey, after this game, we got this, we got that. No, you got to just focus on San Francisco. You got to find a way to go 1-0 this week, man. In 2012, you saw the Broncos us played Baltimore December 15th in Baltimore and beat them 34-17.
It felt so easy.
When we played them in the playoff game, I tell you what, you know, I hate to admit this. You know, we got ahead of ourselves. We were trying to look at, you know, how are we going to beat New England next week? Because we thought the game was in the bag. We got too far ahead of ourselves. So you got to constantly go about the game 1 week at a time. Because you saw what happened in that Baltimore game. Double overtime. And then you lose. And you're at home. But you just slaughtered this team 4 weeks ago in their house.
Right.
And then we got our guys back. We were ready to roll. man, you got to go about it 1 week at a time. The Broncos don't need to be thinking playoffs. They need to be thinking, how do we go 1-0 against the San Francisco 49ers? And you can't assume that you're going to win, because we already saw when you assumed that you were going to win, you got embarrassed already.
Let me ask you this about this defensive line, because I am hyped up. I am fired up about Shelby Harris. I was fired up about him in preseason.
Yeah.
Why has it taken so long for him to flash like this? I mean, 2 weeks in a row, he's had huge games. Why has it taken so long? Is it that he's not giving the same chances or the same reps as other guys? But what he's clearly, to me, the best interior pass rusher they have. Yeah. Long arms, and he's very strong and quick. How come it's taking so long?
Well, you know, you got Derek Wolfe, who's your guy that you paid, and you got Ndamukong Pecor, who he's a guy that you brought in free agent, has been very valuable to
but
you in stopping that run.
Pecor's not a Pecor.
And then you got Gotsis, who was a guy that was your second round pick.
But so is DeMarcus Walker.
But DeMarcus Walker's not going to put a guy like everybody in front of DeMarcus Walker. You got three first rounders in front of him. And then you got one guy that was an undrafted free agent that bleeds orange and blue, that continues to get better each and every week, that deserves to be on this team. I'm wondering why the Broncos have not locked this guy up yet in Shaq Barrett.
But maybe that's what it is.
I just believe that the Broncos were trying to play their other guys with Shelby Harris. Now, I mean, he's come a long way, and he's come on these last 2 weeks. So
he came on late last year for us. I mean, yeah. He was the guy last year for us. Why did it take so long this year to recognize that he could be the guy for us again? You know, I think a lot of the things that happened on the defensive line, and, you know, is a byproduct of having Von Miller. Like, you can't have everybody going nuts. If you have everybody going nuts, the lanes open up wide, and their, you know, quarterbacks can step up anywhere. Yep. So I'm thinking maybe the plan has been, let's use Derek Wolfe and that big, strong, powerful guy, push those guards in the back, and he can fall off and make a sack left or right and let Vaughn go nuts and let Chubb go nuts outside.
Well, Wolfe, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you some insight. Von Miller has the ability to do anything on that football field. If he thinks he could get to the quarterback by spiking inside of the offensive tackle, he's going to do that. So Wolfe and Vaughn are paired together because Wolf covers for Vaughn.
Right.
So if Vaughn goes on a spike or tries to spin on a guy, Wolf has to now get outside for
right.
contain.
He has to cover. He has to cover.
So that tandem's always going to be there. And what I see them doing is with that other defensive tackle that's on Chubb's side, they continue to rotate that guy out. So you might see Pecor, you might see Kerr, you might see Shelby Harris. Shelby Harris, with his production, should be the guy. He absolutely should be the guy. But for whatever reason, the Broncos, whatever upper management reason, he is not. But as far as production on the field and what he's done in the run game, what he's done in the passing game, how he's bailed this team out and won the game for this team a couple weeks ago, he should be the guy.
Okay. Okay. On the other side, I want to talk to you, man, because I am fired up about this game. I've called it an automatic win. You know what? I've called the 49ers a team trying to tank early in the week. The film shows something else. I'll tell you a player that is keeping me up late at night next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage, special circumstance lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
To Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
Yeah, man, that is cool, man. That is cool. So tell me about this foundation that you're working on.
I teamed up with Helping Hands Jamaica a couple years ago. And we go down to Jamaica each and every year. And we're there in July and we go build schools. You know, we go build these basic schools for kids that, you know, some of these schools that the kids were already in, they'll have 50 kids in a one-room classroom where they're separated with, like, blackboards of this age group. You guys listen to this teacher and just say you got your little corner and they don't have bathrooms and stuff like that. So we've been going down there. They've been doing it for years, but I actually jumped on board a couple years ago. I had this lady out of Toronto hit me up. Her name is Natasha Barreto. She hit me up and she was like, hey, listen, you're from Toronto. You're also from Jamaica. I'm from Toronto and I go to Jamaica every year with this foundation called Helping Hands. And we go down there, we build schools and we do a whole thing in a week. We complete it within a week.
Can anybody go?
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you want to go, you know, you could always get on the website. It's helpinghandsjamaica.com. You go check out the website. You could come down. It averages about to about $2,800 to go down there with two people. And you go down there for a week. That's
why. Wait.
Yeah.
So you say that again, huh?
Okay, so it comes up to about $2,800 to go down there.
For two people?
Yes. Because it's if you're with your wife or your significant other. Yes, because it's one bedroom. Now, we're staying at a villa. We're right there on the water. And they have some meals that are taken care of for you. They get your flight also. And you're down there. Literally, you wake up in the morning at about 7:30. You get on the bus. We go to the school site. We're there at about 8:15. We start working until about noon. And then noon's quitting time. You get on the bus.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you get on the bus and you have the rest of your day. You get back to your villa. They have activities for us. I mean, we went to the Bob Marley Hall of Fame out there one year.
Oh, nice.
I mean, so that was pretty cool. We loaded up the buses and we were just able to go out there and donate some of our time for a great cause in building a school for these young kids, but also be able to enjoy ourselves. You know, my wife comes every year. We go down there and we hang out. We're on the beach and literally we're jumping off our dock and jumping right into the ocean. And we're just hanging out and enjoying ourselves.
Wow. Have you taken any of your teammates out there?
Oh, yeah. So Ryan Clady's been when we were out here in Denver. And I've taken out a couple of my Charger teammates when I was out there in playing for the Chargers.
What weekend is that?
It's usually about the second week in July.
Okay. All right, man. That sounds great. What's the website if people want to go and check it out?
HelpinHandsJamaica.com.
All right. HelpinHandsJamaica.com. Okay. Before the break, I said there was one guy that was keeping me up late at night, and that guy is none other. Oh, my goodness. Marquise Goodwin, man. That guy is... He is so fast, man. He averages 20 yards a reception.
Yeah.
Now, he's been out for personal reasons the last couple of games. We don't know what those are. We know that this guy is such a great family man. 5'9", 180, Olympic speed. Okay, Olympic speed.
I actually know what those family reasons are.
Oh, yeah, but we'll let them have it. The guy averages 20 yards a reception, 4 touchdowns. I mean, that's unbelievable in the NFL. An average of 20 yards a reception.
He can flat out fly.
I mean, this guy for years. I mean, what makes him special? Is it just the speed? I mean, he's becoming more of a route running receiver, but.
Yeah, that's what makes him so much dangerous. Because when you think about
He's Tariq Cohen. He is.
When you think about DeSean Jackson, you think just speed,
right.
Just the deep ball. But Goodwin, man, he can run every route on that route tree. That's what makes him so much more scarier.
Mm. Yeah, it would have been nice not to have him involved in this game plan when we know Kittle is a real issue and what he's been able to do. I look at this team as a team that, given time, they'll shoot themselves in the foot. Okay, over time, they'll shoot themselves in the foot. But you got to play a good brand of football against this team if you want to get the win.
Oh, Mullins goes out there and plays lights out. This team has a great opportunity to win this football game.
And Juszczyk is the fullback, by the way, who has 26 receptions. They use their fullback. They use their tight ends. They use everybody on the field. Everybody will get some with the 49ers.
Yeah.
And the screen game, once again, has just been outstanding. So... I'm looking at this game, as a win for the Denver Broncos. I am looking at it as a win for the Denver Broncos. I said at the beginning of the week that it was an automatic win, and the 49ers were tanking it. The more that I got into them, the more that I just stopped looking at their record and looking at their film, the one thing that was obvious is that they play hard. They're all playing hard. I think the coach is asking them to do things that they aren't efficient in doing, but they're playing hard in the attempt to make everything work the right way. We know that their running game is strong. They're the eighth rushing team in the entire NFL. Okay, they throw the football with great efficiency. But they played a game when they dominated the Arizona Cardinals the entire game and had five turnovers and lost.
Yeah.
Last week, we watched them play in fourth quarter game, and they turn it over, and they ended up losing. How do you see this game working for the Denver Broncos? Is it something inside of you that says it's a 10-point game because the Broncos will be focused and ready to go? Or do you say it's going to be something a lot closer than that, Big Al?
It's definitely going to be a lot closer than that, and it's going to be all on how Mullins plays. I mean, if he's able to make a bad read and make a bad throw, you know, that's when the Broncos will have an opportunity to blow it out if that happens. But if Mullins goes out there and Kyle Shanahan doesn't ask him to go out there and throw the ball 40 times like they'd asked him last week, and they reduce his passing opportunities, it's going to be a lot closer than what we think. It's not going to be a blowout.
As far as quarterback rating goes, Nick Mullins is the highest rated quarterback the San Francisco 49ers have on their roster. His numbers are better than those of Jimmy Garoppolo. So, okay. It's not a team that's going to get after the passer. Although Buckner has 9 sacks, it's not like this team is one of the top leaders in the NFL as a team. They only have 29 sacks.
Yeah.
Excellent field goal kicker. Excellent field goal kicker. And once again, when you start looking at the first downs, you know, they're who they are because of their quarterback, and he's just a young guy learning his league.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this game only because I know how important it is for the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
I think that they have learned their lesson against the Jets. I think that they relish those wins against those good football teams. And I am going to call this a 10-point win for the Denver Broncos. Now, I get your prediction on the other side. But I'm saying that because of this team and all that's at stake, that it's going to be a 17-27 game Denver Broncos. Now, I don't know how you see it. I'll get that on the other side as we pick these games coming up this weekend. And you know I'm the best at that.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me.
Hey!
Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me.
Six.
Don't pull
what
up at 6 a.m. and cuddle with me.
Six.
You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me.
That Drizzy, yes, man. You don't know nothing about that Drizzy, man.
I am a Drake fan. God's plan. I asked you about the game and how you see it. And I know that you can listen, all you fellas out there can listen to the game here on The Fan as Orlando and John break it down so eloquently, man. I'm telling you, listening to you during the game broadcast and having your commentary up while watching the game, it's a treat. It is nice. It's fun, you know, and it's something I've become used to now on Sundays. And if I'm on the way home, listening to you guys talk about the game is a treat as well. So that happens every game day. So you got to tune in for that.
Facebook Live, too.
Facebook Live, too.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. How do you see this game going this weekend with the Broncos?
I see it 24-17.
You think it's a one-touchdown game for the Broncos?
Yeah, it's a close one.
But you got some special love on that sideline for the 49ers, man. I mean, you got some special love over
there. Yeah, my father-in-law coaches for the 49ers. I'm living in his house right now while my house is being built. So, and while him and his wife, him and my mother-in-law, they're out there. But, yeah, I got some special love for the 49ers. But the Broncos are going to get it done. But it's not going to be a huge blowout. Because what I look at when I see this 49ers team, I look at three pass catchers that could go the distance. And Goodwin, Pettis, and what's the tight end?
Why am I drawing? Kittle.
I mean, I look at those guys, and they're just way too dynamic. And, you know, you play a game long enough, Al, you know it in this league. You know, you're going to get beat at some point. And the Broncos, I look at what we're going into this game with, losing Emmanuel Sanders this past week.
And I'm a little Chris
nervous.
Harris.
Chris Harris is down, and I'm a little nervous about that.
You know, I just know that, you know, when you commit as many turnovers as the 49ers have, those things don't usually continue the way that they have this year for the 49ers. But we were in the same boat last year with the Denver Broncos, and we ended up having a stinky season. They're having a stinky season for the same reasons. And I think part of that is because you've asked your quarterback to do more than he can. And because you've asked him to do more than he can, he commits turnovers. And that is an issue. That's something that Mullins has five interceptions and it starts, and it just doesn't feel right. The fumbles, the late game penalties, they profile like a bad team.
Well, it goes back to the fact of, you know, every play is a home run. When you're sitting in 70 degrees AC and you're in the room and every play is a home run, but
gotcha.
When you go out there on the field and someone's going to hit you in your mouth, is it a home run? And you know, Kyle Shanahan is an aggressive offensive play caller, always has been a genius mind on that offense in whatever offense he's been coaching, and he just is trying to elevate and get get Mullins up to his playing level and his playing call.
Six rushing touchdowns for their 49ers, 20 passing, and one defensive touchdowns. That's how they are made up. They throw the football to get touchdowns like most teams to get the win. They are not very good when it comes to the turnovers with the minus 20. I think it's going to be a fantastic game. I think it's going to be fun early, and I think it's going to be a grinder late where we pull it off. And we have a touchdown in the fourth quarter, and we do what we do on defense. We play a solid cover three, mix in a cover two every now and then, a pressure with man-to-man, with Parks being in the slot, okay? That's what I see. Parks being in the slot and leaving Roby outside and Yadam outside and going with that. We play with Justin Simmons as safety. We play with Stewart at safety.
At that slot.
But I just think because of the short quickness that you
shorter
see.
Shorter player.
Yeah. That you see with Parks, that's a better matchup. And he plays that with a brand where he can insert in the run game as well. And another guy who's going to have a huge impact on his game is Sua Cravens. Because of the speed of the 49ers, I think you'll see a lot of him in the defensive mix. In the nickelback situation, because he has been excellent playing opposite whoever is in at the mic position on that defense. It's going to be good. Fan King Super's pick'em last night, man. I'd said everything the right way, and then we get to the game, and I get home, and I realize that I didn't switch it to the Tennessee Titans.
I lost that too.
Titans, man. The Titans. I had that game Titans all the way. I talked everybody into it online, and for some reason, I did not pick them on Pick'em. I don't know what was going on. All right. Who do you have right now this weekend? You have some good game. Ravens versus the Chiefs.
I got the Chiefs.
Okay. Bengals at the Chargers.
Chargers.
Steelers at the Raiders.
Steelers.
Okay. And we already know you got the Broncos at the 49ers.
Yeah.
What's, in your opinion, of the, with the full slate of games that are out there this weekend in the NFL, is there a contest that you can't wait to see outside of the Denver Bronco game? Because I'm telling you, one that is shaping up for me to be a real great game just to watch as a fan is going to be the Cleveland Browns and the Carolina Panthers. And the reason I said that is because I do believe that Cam Newton, it's time for him to reassert himself as a dominant player in this league. But Cleveland has been playing a brand of football that is a yo-yo brand that's up and down. I just think it's going to be a great game. I think that's going to be a great game. I think Minnesota and Seattle. Who do you like in that with Minnesota and Seattle? Minnesota's at Seattle.
Yeah, I'm going to say Minnesota in that game.
And the Chargers, you don't think that nothing crazy is going to happen?
Yeah, I think they win. The game of the week for me is right now is Philly or Dallas.
Not to me.
Guys, don't forget about Sunday Night Football, Bears-Rams.
That game is not close.
Yeah.
I don't think that game is going to be close at all.
No, that game is not close at all.
Rams.
Now, maybe if they're playing in Soldier Field, maybe.
They are.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
No, I don't see that defense, man.
I'll tell you one thing. Khalil Mack just exposes offensive linemen.
Yeah, but I think it's just too much.
And if they're able to create pressure, I think it could be shape up to be a good game. It's not going to be as high scoring as we've seen other games, but I'm telling you, man, Philadelphia-Dallas. That's the game of the week. It's going to be a shootout. That's going to be a battle.
Philly and Dallas, you said?
Yeah.
Who you got?
I got Philly too. Going in there and getting a win.
Man.
Great song, Big Sexy.
You like this?
Great song. This is exactly what I'm getting ready to go do.
Really?
Yeah. Have a cold pop on a Friday night? Come on, man.
Hey, man, we want to say thank you to all of you guys out there for rolling with us this week, man. From the guys in the morning to the guys of the midday and the afternoon to the guys that take you home, from all of us around here, we want to say thank you guys for rolling with us. It's always a pleasure to hang out with you guys and talk a little sports and get fired up about a little football. And Big O, I want to personally say thank you to you for coming by and hanging out with me today. I appreciate it, bro.
Hey, man, thanks for having me, man. It was fun.
And for my main man, Big Sexy. You know, I love you, bro. I appreciate you. And Kyle Berry, couldn't do it without you, man. I'm Big Al. We'll see you back here Monday on a Victory Monday here on The Drive. Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there. Things in life that mean the most.